твоє лихо. Колишу, Тордошу, а він лежить тихо. Колишу, Тордошу, а він лежить тихо. Гуляй, гуляй, ночка, як команда. Так, так, ночка, як команда. Не щука на пайку дочку згодувала. Ой, гуляла молодиця, поки мала свого риця. А я криця поховала, той гуляти перестала. Гуляй, гуляй, ще як
Edmonton, Alberta. That was Millennia from their third CD called Bracia, and that song was Dance Till Dark. Ітікем живавим темпом розпочала нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з британською Колумбії в Канаді. При мікрофоні Павліна. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paula Temchuk-McQuarrie, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a look at an interesting memoir, as well a book review, and this is all about Ukrainians and their kinfolk across the continent, or across the planet, rather. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And don't take off those dancing boots, you're going to need them again. We have Sluhai from Winnipeg up next, and Te Kazala.
Thank you. braccia ter, pidom razem na koncert, ja prišel te pilma, pilma nula, pilvela, tež mene pilma nula, tež mene pilvela, tež mene mola doho zuma razem uzvela, tež mene pilma nula, tež mene pilvela, tež mene mola doho zuma razem uzvela. Ty kacala u pjatnicu, pidom razem po telecu, ja prišel te pilma, pilma nula, pilvela, tež je daj.
Na
band, a rock jazz group that was very popular about a decade or so ago from Kiev. They're called Kobza, and that was Kalena. Up next, another group from Ukraine. They are called Jerela. Here they are with a Polish folk song that has been adopted by Ukrainians. It is called Hey Sokole.
На коня коза молодий плаче, жаль, молода дівчина, іде коза з України. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Він, 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 дзвіночку степовий, жаль, вороночку. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Він, 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 дзвіночку містеповий, він, він, він.
Жаль, жаль, за милою,
за рідною стороною.
Жаль, жаль, серце плаче,
більше її не побаче. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Він, 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 дзвіночку степовий, жаль, вороночку. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Він, 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 дзвіночку містеповий, він, він, він.
Меду вина наливайте, як загину поховайте.
На далекій
Україні
кола милої дівчини. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Він, 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 дзвіночку степовий, жаль, вороночку.
Дівчинонька моя мила, а я тут в чужому краю не раз, не два її згадаю.
Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Звін, 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 дзвіночку степовий, жаль, вороночку.
Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Звін, 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 дзвіночку містеповий, звін, звін, звін.
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна. Welcome to Knižka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knižka Corner, we will be discussing Natalia Kanenko-Friesen's book, Ukrainian Otherlands, Diaspora, Homeland, and Folk Imagination in the 20th Century. Natalia Kanenko-Friesen is an ethnographer born and raised in Ukraine. Based on extensive research in both Canada and Ukraine, Ukrainian Otherlands describes how the Ukrainian-Canadian diaspora was imagined in Ukraine and how the ancestral homeland was imagined, understood, and dealt with in the diaspora. Funded in part by the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation and published by the University of Wisconsin Press, this book is part of the Folklore Studies in a Multicultural World series. Ukrainian Otherlands is divided into 7 chapters. The first 4 chapters, which alternate between the diaspora and the homeland, examine the impact of separation on matters of family and kinship in the folk psychology of Ukrainians. The next chapter, Imagining Kinship in Canada, examines how the idea of kinship changed for Ukrainian Canadians over the course of the 20th century. If the earliest immigrants considered themselves members of their own extended families that for the most part remained in Ukraine, with time, the distance between the kin here and there resulted in the development of a new sense that the relatives back home were not the same kind of relatives as the relatives in Canada. After the fall of the Soviet Union, travel and communication with Ukraine improved. The final two chapters examine how travel to Ukraine and 21st century technologies impacted kinship relationships between the diaspora and the homeland. One of the key questions explored throughout this study is how did families manage the absence of their kinfolk over the course of several generations? In order to answer this question, the writer did extensive research in both Ukraine and Canada. She interviewed many individuals in Western Canada with a particular focus on the Ukrainian-Canadian community of Mundare in East Central Alberta. She used personal memoirs, family histories, songs, poems, letters, reunion publications, and yearbooks of various organizations to piece together concepts of kinship with the homeland. She also interviewed many individuals in Ukraine with a particular focus on the community of Hrytsevolya in western Ukraine. This is a very well-written scholarly book about the relationship between the Ukrainian-Canadian diaspora and the homeland. It has extensive and detailed footnotes, as well as numerous interesting anecdotes. Ukrainian Otherlands is definitely meant for scholars of modern ethnic identity. However, readers interested in what it means to be Ukrainian in the modern world will definitely enjoy this book. Natalia Kanenko-Friesen, who was born in Ukraine, began her studies at Kyiv National University. At the University of Alberta, she earned a master's degree in Ukrainian folklore and a PhD in cultural anthropology and Ukrainian folklore. She is a professor of cultural anthropology at the University of Saskatchewan, where she is chair of the interdisciplinary minor in Ukrainian studies. She has written articles for several academic journals, including Canadian Ethnic Studies Journal and Canadian American Slavic Studies, as well as being founding editor of the Engage Scholar Journal. She has published several books, including Reclaiming the Personal, Oral History in Post-Socialist Times, and The Other World or Ethnicity in Action, Canadian Ukrainianness at the End of the 20th Century. Ukrainian Otherlands was a finalist for the 2018 Kobzar Literary Award. Ukrainian Otherlands is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Реп'яхи, посип хати, ще кімнату під мети.
І в дорозі, на порозі вже свати.
Наші хлопці на війні, та ріки на видані. Гей, гей,
не біда,
зачекає
молода.
Хай ще трохи підросте,
хай ще трохи підросте.
За героя віддасте.
Наші землі вічну славу здобули.
побажай. Щоб на внуків був хороший урожай. Не страшні ми, гради, танки, літаки. Переможці, побратими, парубки.
Наші хлопці на війні, а ріки на видані. Гей, гей,
не біда,
зачекає
молода.
Хай ще трохи підросте,
хай ще трохи підросте.
За героя віддасте.
Wildly popular rockabilly group Otvinta from Ukraine with a song called Nashi Khlopsi Navini, Our Boys Are Going Off to War. Just another stark musical, but still stark reminder of the reality in Ukraine today. And another Ukrainian group up next, Kamuvnez and Arseny Bilodub, and another song depicting the reality of Ukraine's blood-soaked history, a song called Povstanets, Freedom Fighter.
Я був повстанцем в козацькій борні. Славного Богдана в визвольній війні. Навіть на страту з мужністю йшов. Я був повстанцем, за свободу лив кров. Я був сотником у залізняка. В гайдамацьких загонах хартувалась рука. Крізь огнисту броні йшли до бою ми знов. Я був повстанцем, за правду лив кров. Я був чорним вороном, подібним до тіні. У холодного яру останні години. Хто ворогу здався, кого страх поборов. Прийде повстанець і пролє вашу кров. Я був лісовим братом на Волині. До кінця опирався червоній лавині. Від безсилої люті скажені в людолов. Я повстанець 20 лютого на Майдані. Проти снайперів, перкоту та поліцаїв. Так добре напалм на броні запалав. Я повстав, за свободу свою кров проливав. Я повстанцем залишуся, аж до загину. Не прогнати мене із своєї країни. Щоб зрадницький виплід у пекло зійшов. Я воюю на сході, кипить моя кров. Так, я повстанець і кипить моя кров. Я повстав за свободу, тече моя кров.
Головна мета Ukraine War Amps – це допомога пораненим воїнам та патріотам, які захищають свободу своєї країни у сьогоднішній війні за Україну. Ukraine War Amps представляє програму «Всинови солдата». З вашою підтримкою наша організація зможе передавати принаймні $50 США щомісяця для цільової підтримки якомога більшого числа українських героїв. 100% зібраних коштів буде передано напряму героям, пораненим у війні за Україну. Програма «Всинови солдата» будує унікальний зв'язок між вами і солдатом, якого ви підтримуєте. Все починається з вас. Візьміть під опіку солдата. Підтримайте героя України.
From Toronto, Ontario, that was Zubriovka from their first CD, and that is called Znovu Vdoma, Home Again, and the song was Chomte Ne Prišo, Why Didn't You Come? And coming up next is another Canadian group, and this is pretty close to home here. The group is from Nelson, BC, and they are called Heavy Shtetl, and here they are with their klezmer group, obviously, and here they are now with klezmer tune was sort of a Ukrainian connection, Odessa Bulgarish. ¶¶ And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, Ontario. This is Pavlina, host of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Welcome to another edition of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage. Rohatyn is a city in western Ukraine with a centuries-old Jewish heritage that was almost completely destroyed by the Holocaust and its aftermath. Like many cities and towns across Ukraine, however, work is being done in Rohatyn to restore the historical memory of its once vibrant Jewish community. Two people are central to this restoration effort. One, a Ukrainian resident of Rohatyn, Mykhailo Vorobets, now in his 80s, who lived through the Holocaust. The other, an American woman, Marla Rosher Osborne, who came to Rohatyn to reconnect with her Jewish roots in her family's ancestral home. Back in 2014, we were first introduced to Rohatyn, these two remarkable individuals and their collaborative efforts to restore the memory of and commemorate the town's now lost Jewish heritage. Those initial collaborative efforts inspired Marla and her husband Jay to establish a nonprofit organization, Rohatyn Jewish Heritage. Big-hearted and hard-working volunteers from nearby communities and around the world come to help with various restoration projects. These include Jewish headstone recovery, mass grave memorials, synagogue documentation, Jewish cemetery restoration and maintenance, educational resources, and other projects. You can find details at their website, rohatynjewishheritage.org. Most recently, their focus has been on recovery of Jewish headstone fragments. Under both the Nazis and Soviets, Jewish cemeteries were destroyed. Headstones were broken up and used to build roads, sidewalks, and foundations for industrial buildings. Volunteers have found Jewish headstone fragments buried all over Rohatyn. They've cleaned them, restored them as best they could, and returned them to the old Jewish cemetery. You can find detailed accounts of their headstone recovery and other projects currently underway on their Facebook page, Rohatyn Jewish Heritage. Future projects include a cleanup and rehabilitation of the old cemetery, a modest memorial space for recovered headstone fragments, and the development of educational materials to support a renewed appreciation of the intertwined communities that once lived in Rohatyn. The Rohatyn Jewish Heritage website contains a wealth of information for researchers and anyone else interested in a deeper understanding of the Holocaust. This understanding is critical if humanity hopes to avoid repeating the bloody and deadly mistakes of the past. Today, there is an alarming resurgence of anti-Semitism around the world. Ironically, the glaring exception is where most of the Holocaust took place, modern-day Ukraine and surrounding countries. At a time when Holocaust victims are almost becoming symbolic clichés, organizations like Rohatyn Jewish Heritage are working hard to bring alive their memories. A perfect example is a memoir on their website of Jack Glotzer, one of the rare surviving Jewish witnesses of the German occupation of Rohatyn. His memoir is called, I Survived the German Holocaust Against All Odds. Jack Glotzer was born in 1925 in Rohatyn. His father was a butcher and his mother a midwife who delivered the majority of the town's babies. He was part of a tightly connected extended family active in the business and social world of Rohatyn. When the Nazis came, Jack's world shrank into the ghetto. From the ages of 16 to 19, Jack witnessed and was threatened by everything the German occupation brought onto the Jews. Concentration of the Jewish community into a ghetto, which enveloped his family home. Repeated roundups of Jews for deportation or execution. Individual shootings and mass slaughter. The violent deaths of nearly all of his family, including his mother and both brothers. Escape to the forests, betrayals and kindness, and survival to liberation, against all odds. When the ghetto was liquidated in 1943, almost all of Jack's Rohatyn family was murdered. He and the few other Jewish survivors managed to escape to the nearby forests. After a year of foraging and constant fear in the forests, Jack was drafted into military service with the Red Army. 2 years later, he was discharged after sustaining an injury and returned to his hometown in 1946. But the Jewish community of Rohatyn had been destroyed, so Jack sold the family house and traveled with his few surviving cousins to Poland. He managed to make his way across the border to a series of displaced persons camps and eventually to the United States. There, in 1950, he met his wife, B., herself a Holocaust survivor, from Yaroslav, 200 kilometers west of Rohatyn. After they raised their family and retired from the workforce, both Jack and B. shared their experiences in the war with students and others. In 1998, Jack and B. traveled to Rohatyn for the dedication of new memorial monuments at the Jewish mass graves. Soon after, Jack, B., and B.'s brother assembled Jack's memoir. Jack Glotzer passed away in 2006 at age 81. His wife, B., continued to visit classrooms and attend meetings to tell their stories, and she joined the Rohatyn Jewish Descendants Group to carry Jack's memory. B. passed away in 2017. Jack and B. bequeathed their papers and their remarkable stories to their children, who hope to share them with a wider audience. Links to free copies of Jack Glotzer's memoir are available on the website, along with a summary of his life and his memoir, photos, an interactive map, and other information. Jack Glotzer's memoir is part of a series on memoirs of Jewish life in Rohatyn, located at rohatynjewishheritage.org. Do check it out. This is Pavlina, producer and host of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Until next time, shalom. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Світа, як тоді вітер в полі літа, гей, в американський край. Лем жаль миття, моя хижо, солом'яна жаль. Лем жаль миття, моя хижо, солом'яна жаль. Ой, жаль ми вас, вівці сиві, штом плека вас без трезиви. Гей, який ми варжай! Хоч бідую не поїду, хоч бідую не поїду в американський край. Хоч бідую не поїду, хоч бідую не поїду в американський край. Життя моя страна, де живуть мамичка з няньою. Гей, який ми важаль. То інакше бим поїхав, то інакше бим поїхав в американський край. То інакше бим поїхав, то інакше бим поїхав в американський край.
and another Ukrainian group there called Svitozare, and singing a song in Ukrainian about the United States. The song is called Omeretsky Krai, America Land. And up next is a Canadian group singing a song in Ukrainian about Canada, or going to Canada, more to the point. And the group is called Molodzi. They're from Winnipeg. Here they are now with Hopshup Canada.
Канадо, Канадо, яка ти зрадлива, не одного мужа жона розлучила, не одного мужа жона розлучила. Хоп-шуп, Канадо, френська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви сігуляйте. Хоп-шуп, Канадо, френська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви сігуляйте. Ой, не їдь, ми мили, до Канада жити, не що ж діточка, ми будемо бідити. Що ж діточка, ми будемо бідити. Хоп-шуп, Канада, френська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви сі гуляйте. Хоп-шуп, Канада, френська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви сі гуляйте. Ой, прикольний рідний, старенька я мати, бо чи вас я буду ще колись видати, бо чи вас я буду ще колись видати. Ліба, батьку мармуляди, бувайте здорові, іду до Канади, бувайте здорові, іду до Канади. Хоп-шуп, Канада, кранська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви всі гуляйте. Хоп-шуп, Канада, кранська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви всі гуляйте. Дайте кабаліба, пачку маргарини, бувайте здорові, іду до Марини, бувайте здорові. Хоп-шуп, Канада, френська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви всі гуляйте.
You've been listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. In between broadcasts, please visit us at www.nashholos.com for transcripts, audio files, and information about the show. You'll also find a link there to our Patreon site, and I do hope you'll consider following and engaging with me there, as well as supporting the show by following our page or becoming a patron. Incidentally, you can also support the show at no cost to you through the Amazon links found at the Nash Holos website. Again, that's www.nashholos.com. I love to hear from you, so please send me your suggestions, dedications, and requests. Your comments are always welcome. На жаль, ми скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Порадитись із кимось ніколи не пошкодить. And our proverb of the week translates as, it never hurts to seek advice. And with that, we've come to the end of our program. So to wrap things up, we have the Interlake Polka Kings from Manitoba and the Swamp Lake Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.